Good morning, everyone. Hopefully you can hear me okay. My name is Keith Erfmeyer. I am the assessor for the City and County of Denver. I want to welcome all of you here today and thank you for attending. As you're probably aware, per state statutes, every 2 years, assessors in all 64 counties revalue the real property within their counties. We follow statutory guidelines, procedures outlined by the Division of Property Taxation, and uniform appraisal standards to determine a value for each and every property in Colorado. Today, my colleagues from Adams, Arapahoe, Boulder, Douglas, Elbert, and Jefferson counties are here with me today to announce the results of the 2019 revaluation process. I'm pleased that Joanne Groff, the property tax administrator for the state of Colorado, is also here with us. I'm going to speak to Denver's assessments and then we'll turn it over to my colleagues. Denver's assessment division revalued over 222,000 taxable properties citywide. In accomplishing this effort, we reviewed and analyzed over 38,000 transactions of real property in Denver County. The median valuation increase for single family, including townhomes, condos, and single family residential property is 20% in Denver. Multifamily residential property reflects similar results with a median increase of 24%. While property values continue to rise, we observed moderating value growth as the majority of Denver's neighborhoods experienced milder increases than those in 2017. The median value increase for Denver's commercial properties is 31%. These increases in commercial valuations are similarly reflected in each of the major subclasses, including offices, retail, warehouses, and lodging. These valuations represent changes in property values from July 1, 2016 to June 30, 2018. Any changes that may have occurred since July of last year are not reflected in these valuations. Assessors are required to consider transactions of real property from the same two-year period, and based on market activity during this time frame, values have increased throughout the metro area. If a property owner does not agree with their valuation or classification, they can appeal to their county assessor as long as the appeal is postmarked or received by the assessor no later than June 3rd, 2019. Denver owners can expect their property valuation notices to be mailed to them this week. Thank you. Now I'd like to turn it over to Ken Musso, assessor for Adams County.
Thank you, Keith. My name is Ken Musso, and I am the assessor for Adams County. Glad to be here today. It's my pleasure to come before everyone today with my assessment colleagues from the metro area and some of the rural counties as well. We wanted to release some information for the 2019 reappraisal cycle. Now, Adams County, along with most of the other metro counties, has experienced significant growth and increases in our property values over this last cycle. Now, the Adams County assessment staff has revalued over 187,000 accounts, and our overall value increase for this new appraisal cycle is going to be at 23%. Now, the results broke down by property types comes as follows, Our residential property increases are up around 24%. Our commercial property has increased at about 20%, and agricultural properties are up around 14%. Now, the notices of value are going to be coming out on May 1st of this year, so you should be able to be receiving those notices by the first week of May. Now, I would like to encourage all the property owners to review their characteristics of their accounts online to make sure that there aren't any corrections that need to be made. And if there are any corrections or mistakes, we would encourage you to bring those to our attention, and we'd love to verify those and make those corrections because it will potentially impact your property value. Now, in closing, I'd like to point out that these reappraisal results are produced using mass appraisal techniques. Now, the mass appraisal is not a perfect system, and we like to use our appeal process as one of the checks and balances to help preserve the property owner's rights. You know, our goal is to produce fair and equitable valuations across the county, so you know, the appeal process is an important part of that. Now, when you're reviewing your notices of value and your property characteristics, if you feel that your property is overvalued or misclassified, I'd like to encourage you to go ahead and file an appeal with us so that we can make those corrections or explain to you why we have valued it the way we did or classified your property under the current classification. Now, this year you'll have several different ways that you'll be able to appeal your property. You can either sign the back of your notice of valuation and mail that back in to us at our office at 4430 South Adams County Parkway, or you can come in person and file that appeal. Or you can also file your appeal through email this year at assessor@adcogov.org. And you'll also be able to file your appeal online if that works best for you. And that is our most popular way of everybody filing their appeals. And you can do that at www.adcogov.org/assessor. If you have any questions about any of these processes, please give us a call at the office, and we'd love to walk you through any of it if you need help with that. So thank you for your time, and now I'd like to turn it over to Scott Kersgaard from Jefferson County. Thank you.
Good morning. I am Scott Kersgaard, Jefferson County Assessor. Great to see you all here. Are you telling me to talk louder, closer? Okay. I've been a fan of the media all my life, so I just have the greatest respect for the jobs that all of you do, and love to see you do it. Residential values in Jeffco are up strongly again this year, not as strong as some of the other counties and not as strong as they were 2 years ago, but they're still up. Overall average, median average up is about 15% across the county. Of course, every value will be different, every town, every neighborhood, etc. The bigger cities in the county are all at around 14%. Arvada, Lakewood, Littleton, Wheat Ridge, etc. The stronger value gains tend to be in the outlying communities. Morrison's up really strong, Pine's up really strong. And the values, like anywhere else, are driven by location, location, location. If you look at Jeffco, we've got the Rocky Mountains on one side, Boulder on another side, Denver on another side. So, you know, values are going to remain strong, I foresee, for the future. Doesn't mean they won't level off, etc. Appeal process is the same pretty much for every county, so I'm not going to go through that. But yes, people have the right to appeal if we get it wrong. We'd love to talk to you. And that's it. Have a great day. Thank you. And next up is Lisa Frizzell from Douglas County.
Thank you. Which one? Thank you, Scott. I'm Lisa Frizzell, Douglas County Assessor. And I'd like to report that reflecting strong economic conditions and our ranking by U.S. News and World Report as the healthiest community in the nation, Douglas County continues to experience strong growth and appreciation in property values. For Douglas County, the median increase in single-family housing is 14.5%, with condominiums and townhomes seeing a median increase of 16%. Parker has generally experienced higher increases in residential values than elsewhere in the county, and now demonstrates a real estate market that is virtually identical to Highlands Ranch. It is noteworthy that the median single-family residential sale price in June of 2018 was $510,000. However, our values also reflect the increase in residential parcels, which is over 6,400 homes constructed in the last 2 years alone. Vacant land valuation indicates a 10 to 20% increase depending on location and the size of the property. However, this does not include agriculturally classified property. In Douglas County, we are experiencing a continued increase in multifamily housing values due to a large number of sales within the institutional investment market. These increases range from 20% in Highlands Ranch to 35% in Castle Pines. While with apartment rates being market-driven, increases in valuation are directly passed on to renters and drive up their monthly housing costs. This issue continues to impact rental housing as an affordable option in the Denver metro area. Commercial property has increased in value depending on what subclass you're looking at. Retail and office property have seen median increases of around 10%, while industrial inventory values are increasing by approximately 15% depending on sales and rental rates. While notices of valuation will be mailed on or before May 1st, 2019, values for Douglas County were made available on the assessor website last Friday. Please visit the Douglas County Assessor website for comparable sales and important information on the property valuation process. We also welcome our property owners to file an appeal if they disagree with their value, and just want to make sure we get it right. Thank you so very much. I would like now to introduce P.K. Kaiser, the Arapahoe County Assessor. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is P.K. Kaiser, and I'm Assessor for Arapahoe County, and I'm reporting assessment for 2019 for Arapahoe County. In Arapahoe County, we have sent more than 212,000 notice of evaluation for this year and next year for real properties. The evaluation was based on the appraisal date of June 30th, 2018, using the historical data for the past 24 months ending June 30th. The personal property, oil and gas, and state assessed properties are not included in this brief. Arapahoe Assessor Office is committed to completing the valuation of property in accordance with the state revised statute. The Assessor's Office, 63 employees, half of which are licensed appraisers, use the proven methodology with highest level of accuracy, integrity, and competency for fair and equitable assessment for properties in Arapahoe County. We have observed 22% increase in residential properties over the 2017 appraisals. The area within Arapahoe County with the largest gains in residential properties are Aurora, Sheridan, and Inglewood. Single family properties with the greatest value and highest percentage increase was found in lower price tier properties, which are basically the starter homes, townhomes, and condominiums. We have very active apartment market. Both average and median increase in apartment properties bracketed 40%. On the commercial side, which also include the industrial properties, the average increase was 15%. For commercial properties, some of the greatest increase we have observed is along the I-25 corridor, like Denver Tech Center, Greenwood Village, Inverness, Panorama Highland, and part of Centennial City. These increases reflect of the county's continual population growth, economic volatility, and high quality of life. We are encouraging taxpayer, if they have any question, any doubt in their evaluation, to approach the assessor office. In this year, we are setting up a couple mobile assessor's office in county for the people who are senior, they cannot reach the assessor's office, or people who live far in eastern part of the county. We are setting up two mobile office in Byers, and we are setting up two mobile office in Heather Garden senior housing communities. All other taxpayers are welcome to contact assessor's office if they have any question or they like to dispute their value. Being said that, I would like to invite Assessor Boulder County, Cynthia Broderick. Thank you so much.
Good morning. I think I need a box to stand on. My name is Cynthia Braddock, and I am the Boulder County Assessor. And I'd like to start out by thanking Keith and the City and County of Denver for hosting this event and letting us explain the results of our reappraisal. I will try not to repeat what others have said, and I'll be brief and to the point. Boulder County reevaluated over 121,000 parcels this year. About 102,000 of them are residential, single-family, manufactured homes, condominiums, and townhomes. About 5,000 of them are commercial and industrial, and the remainder of the 121,000 are a variety of property types, agricultural, possessory interests, apartments, and the sort. Even though we have a strong economy and a real estate market that with increasing values, high price points in our county and low inventory of entry-level properties have caused our value increases to be at a slower rate this last year. Median value increases for single-family residential properties is at 12%. We have a strong multifamily apartment market, and these are the 29 and above unit apartments are about 20%. And our commercial properties are coming in at about a median value of 15.5%. The areas in the residential market that have seen the highest value increases are the areas with the more affordable homes. Notices of valuations, like everyone else, will be mailed out on May 1st, and we encourage you to please contact our office if you have any concerns at all about your value, your inventory, or any other questions that you have about your property. We are setting up remote sites across the county, and we'll publish those locations on our website. We have sites in Longmont and Lafayette, and because of the parking issues in downtown Boulder, we actually have some remote sites within the city of Boulder to help our citizens. I also want to just put out a quick reminder that we have two deadlines coming up for senior benefits, senior exemptions. So July 15th is the deadline for the senior property exemption applications to come into the assessor's office. And then July 1st is the deadline for the Veterans Administration exemptions. So please, if you know people who qualify for these, encourage them to get their applications in on time. And with that, I'd like to turn the mic over to the Elbert County Assessor, Susan Murphy.
Good morning. Thank you, Cindy, and thank you, Keith, for hosting this today. We appreciate all you've done in gathering all the information and posting it and making it public. On a personal note, I cannot believe it's been 22 years since our family were prospective buyers in Elbert County. For us, Elbert County offered a central location, open space, with expansive views of the mountain range, wildlife, a farming and ranching community, a rural lifestyle, and an overall sense of community. Today, as you can see by our map, the market has indicated that Elbert County continues to be a desirable place to live. With our close proximity to the metro area, the county functions as a bedroom community to Denver, Castle Rock, and Colorado Springs regions. Residential homebuyers looking for affordability has contributed to market accelerations in the most eastern portions of our county, thus indicating the increased demand for residential properties that offer a reasonable commute to population and employment centers. After analyzing the sales data as it existed on June 30th, 2018, for the 2019 reappraisal, the market represents a median value change of 20% over the previous reappraisal. A median sales price of a single-family detached home in our county represents $480,000. Our market areas will be experiencing a median percent increase ranging from 16.89 to 37%. For the first year, Elbert County has an appeal process that we have posted online at www.elbertcounty-co.gov. Go to the assessor's website, and that link is on our homepage. And I wanted to give a special thank you to my staff at Elbert County for all that they've done and the hard work in preparing our notice of values. So thank you. And at this time, it is an honor to introduce Joanne Groff, Property Tax Administrator. Thank you.
Thank you and good morning. So I always love batting cleanup at this event, and I want to thank Keith Erfmeyer and the Metro County Assessors for allowing me to dovetail on your presentation. I'm going to talk a little bit about statewide numbers. Statewide, the residential values are estimated to go up approximately 17.23% since 2017. What's interesting is that that drives part of what I'm always involved in and my staff is involved in, which is the residential assessment rate. But that 17.23% was not enough to drive the residential assessment rate down considerably this year, because all other classes of property really held their own, especially increases in oil and gas of over 38% and industrial values of over 20% statewide. Consequently, to maintain the value contribution, if you will, of residential property to the whole pie of value in the state, the residential assessment rate will be, the recommendation of my staff for the residential assessment rate was 7.15. That 7.15 was approved last night at about 8:30 out of the Senate committee, is going to be heard on the Senate floor today. Will be to the House next week, and I suspect that that 715 will be what the residential assessment rate will be for the 2019-2020 assessment cycle. I want to remind everyone that that contribution of the value for the whole pie of assessment isn't really meant to be a relief for residential property owners. It's meant to be a definition of the contribution into the assessment pool. Where taxes come into play are those responsible decisions that are made once this information is provided, those responsible decisions that are made by your taxing, local taxing jurisdictions. We have a great system in the state of Colorado to appeal your values. It starts at your county assessor. If you think that they've got something a little off, I don't want to say they're wrong, but if you think that they've got something a little off or you want additional information, each county assessor is willing to meet with you and take that information in between now and the end of May, and they'll get you a decision by the end of June. Thank you so much. We're open for any questions.
So can you say anything from a historical perspective in the increases that we're seeing now? Has there been anything like this in recent history in Colorado?
So very recent, thank you. Did everybody hear the question? The question was, historically, have we seen these kinds of value increases in previous years? I don't have a good perspective of that other than to say 2 years ago, we saw a pretty dramatic increase, and that increase was much more in residential than all other classes of property. And consequently, the residential assessment rate dropped from 7.96 to 7.20. This year you see less because, as often the case, the commercial and other values swing after residential. So they've really picked up the slack. And this year you don't see as much diminution because of the Gallagher Amendment. People have often heard of that. But that attempt to keep that ratio being approximately 45 contribution from residential, 55 contribution from all other types of property. And those are statewide numbers, so you heard a lot of different numbers here at the dais, but what we deal with is the statewide contribution of those values.
Every time we do the strong every year, we draw up the percentages of value increases, we have a lot of people who call up their taxes to go way up. What I hear you saying is, I think that's a little bit overstated in terms of worry there. Speak more plainly for those people who are going to hear that number in front of you.
So I'm going to give you an example. Our home, my husband and I, our home went up approximately 23% in 2017. The residential assessment rate went from 7.96 to 7.20, but obviously we were still contributing more into the pool because of our value increasing more. Our actual taxes went down by $7. Not a lot, but went down by $7. And that's because of the decisions that were made at the mill levy level by the taxing jurisdictions. So what people need to focus on right now is their value. Is it correct? The taxing decisions are not made by the people on this dais. The taxing decisions are made by those local governments, and they need to be paying attention to those local governments as well.
There are enough people who are eligible taking advantage of the senior discount, the veterans program, are you seeing that?
So the question is, are enough people taking advantage of the senior exemption and the veterans exemption? I don't know that I would describe it as enough, but I would say that the more awareness that there is of the senior exemption and the disabled veterans exemption, the more people that are eligible are applying. And both the county assessors and the county treasurers do quite a bit of outreach to their populations to try and get them the message to apply. And as Cindy shared today, those critical dates are July 1st, if you're a disabled veteran, to get in an application, and July 15th, if you are a senior. But I would tell you that they'll accept those applications anytime. That's just the deadline. So if you're much better organized than I, you can turn those in today.
I'll reiterate one more time. If a property taxpayer receives this notice from their assessor and does not know what it means, does not agree with the value, please reach out to your county assessor. There are multiple people in our offices that are more than willing to help explain it to you or to fix a value if it needs to be fixed. It just has to be done by June 3rd, so please do so by June 3rd. If there's no other questions, thank you very much for your attendance.